You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
There's a version of you that never sleeps in, never skips training, never wastes time. There's a version of you who never fails. It is waiting for you. Genuinely ask yourself a question, you at home. If you had done those things for the last 2 years, you never skipped a training, you never wasted time, you never scrolled TikTok, you never sat aimlessly on the internet typing in garbage, never played video games, you never wasted time. You never skip training. You were training every single day. You never slept in. You were never lazy. There's this version of you. Imagine the person you would be. Genuinely imagine what you would look like. Imagine where you would live. Imagine the car you would drive. Imagine how much your woman would respect you. Imagine the love you would see in her eyes when she looks at you with adoration like a king. Imagine your existence. That person is waiting for you. And the only thing that's stopping you from being that person is your monumental laziness. You can have it. The universe is very giving. It will give you anything you work for. I've never seen somebody try for something with all of their might and not get it. The only people who do not have the things they want are the people who do not try for them. I've never seen a person wake up and say, my only dedication in life is to solve a Rubik's Cube and fail. You are not stupid. You are not incompetent. You are lazy and arrogant. It's extremely important you understand that that person is waiting for you and you are declining that version of yourself. In the multiverse, in the many different versions of the universe that exist, there is a version of you that does those exact things, and he is a greater person than you can even fathom. You can transform yourself into that guy. You can be a top G. That's exactly what I did. I knew who I was going to have to end up being before I became that person. My brother and I are not from rich families. We are not from advantaged beginnings, but I knew I had to be a big, strong, fighting billionaire. That's what I knew I had to be. Discipline is the key to success. If you cannot force yourself to do something you don't want to do, how are you ever going to put yourself through the suffering required for greatness? If you cannot force yourself to train when you do not want to train, if you cannot force yourself to work when you don't want to work, if you can't force yourself to not log into Pornhub or force yourself to eat right, how can you possibly ever become a monumentally successful person if you cannot control yourself long enough to do what must be done as opposed to what you feel like doing? The only people who get to live their lives based on how they feel are women and children. Children can cry because they feel like crying, as can a woman. A woman can start an argument because she feels like arguing, as can a child. A man must do what he is supposed to do, irregardless of how he feels. That is the key component to masculinity, is discipline. If you do not have the discipline to dedicate yourself to anything, you are going to fail and be crushed by the people who can. If you only go to the gym when you feel like going to the gym, you're never going to be as strong as the people who go to the gym when they don't feel like going to the gym.
I don't think most of you realize that you do not have time. Everything is time. Time can be converted into anything. We all know time can be converted into money. People say often, time is money. This is true. Money is also time. You spend money to save time. Time is the enemy of the rich man, so he takes a private jet to save time. Money is the enemy of a poor man, so he waits for the bus to save money. But they're the same thing, money and time. So when I say you don't have time, this is something you need to remember because it's extremely important and you can apply it to most things. You do not have time to have a headache. Do you understand? I'm not saying you don't have a headache. I'm not saying your head doesn't hurt. But you don't have time for it to affect your life. You do not have the waking hours. You are being outcompeted and crushed by people who are more powerful and more connected than you'll possibly ever be. By people who know things you do not know. You do not have time to have a headache. It's simply not acceptable. How do you perform when you have headaches is a stupid question. The fact you've even framed it in that way shows that you don't understand the world. You don't have time. You have things to do. There's unlimited work in the universe. You don't have time to have a headache or message girls or scroll Instagram. You don't have time for any of these things. Time is your lifeblood. It's all you've got. You can turn time into reputation. You could turn time into global fame. You could turn time into respect. You could turn time into a fantastic body. You could do anything with your time. You can turn your time into anything you want. So how are you going to waste it sitting around saying, I have a headache? Boo, boo, I have a headache. But the question is framed incorrectly. If I have a headache, I don't care. And one of the main reasons I don't care is because my enemy doesn't care. You know, when I got injured when I was training for fights, my coach would often say to me, is your enemy going to hit you less or show you mercy because of this injury? If you say, okay, we're about to fight, but halfway through the training camp, I hurt my foot, so, you know, take it easy. No, he's going to try and destroy me anyway. So if he doesn't care, why do I care? And why does my coach care? Nobody cares. They don't care that you have a headache, so why do you care? You need to reprogram your mind. You don't have time to have a headache. You don't have time to be doing the majority of things you do. A lot of you deserve the failure you endure. The universe is very giving. I often believe, people say the world's not fair. I'd argue that karmic retributions, and in the long run, all in all, is pretty fair. Karmic retributions are real. In the end, God gives you exactly what you deserve. So if you're not happy with your life, you have to ask yourself, do you really deserve more? Have you really tried 100% of the time? Did you ignore that headache? Are you as competent as you could possibly be? Have you given 100% every time you've done anything? No. You deserve what you have. You deserve your mediocrity because you're an average person. You want a Lambo and these women and a boat and whatever else you want because you see it on Instagram. But wanting something and deserving something are very different things. If you truly deserved it, you'd be working for it in a way that ensures it would be given to you by the universe. Every single thing I've ever wanted, I have got. Maybe not instantly, maybe not easily. In fact, certainly not both. It was always difficult and it always took time, but I really wanted them, so I always got them. And I put in enough work to show God and show the universe I deserve them, so he gave them to me. I cannot remember a single time, and I state this as a matter of fact, this is not hyperbole, I cannot remember a single time I have ever decided not to do something that must be done because I had headache, ever. Ever. It is easier if you enjoy it, because you do not struggle with lack of motivation or lack of interest. For me to say you could honestly be world champion at something you hate is a lie. You can, however, be competent at things you don't like. You can be very good at something you don't like doing. To be the best in the world, you probably have to fall in love with it. But the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And you can fall in love with the idea of being good in general. So anything I do, I don't want to be bad at. I either don't do it or I try my very best all the time to become extremely good at it. I don't see the point in doing anything and being mediocre or being bad at it. What's the point? If I'm going to speak on podcasts, I want to be good at it. Anything I'm going to do, I want to be good at. Now, you should have enough respect for yourself that you're prepared to always put in the effort to give your best 100% because it is a habit. You should always give your best to anything you do. When you pick up a video game, you should give your best. Discipline is absolutely essential for success, and you need to get very comfortable and very used to the idea of understanding that on your path to greatness, there are going to be long periods of time where you hate what you are doing, where you are dissatisfied with the actions you must undertake, where you are tired, where you are stressed. That is why it is difficult. That is why most people won't make it. If the path was easy, everybody would walk it and it would lead nowhere. 100 people start the path, 99 fall off because it is difficult, and the one person who makes it to the end gets the gold. If all 100 made it to the end and the gold was divided by 100, it wouldn't even be worth anything. The difficulty gives it value. The fact that it is difficult to do is the key component into the fact you want it in the first place. If it wasn't difficult, everyone would have it and you wouldn't want it because no one would respect it. It's supposed to be hard. Life is supposed to be hard. You're supposed to think this is terrible. You're supposed to suffer and smile through the pain regardless. Discipline is the key to success in all realms as a man. And if you lack it, you stand no chance. You can give most people
a roadmap to success. You can give them a Ferrari with a full tank of gas, and a lot of people still wouldn't make the destination because they would say the drive is too far away. Quitters, they don't have the discipline. You can tell them exactly how to do it. You can give them the mechanism to get there, but they don't have the discipline to complete the drive and end up at the destination. That is the majority of Earth. This is your competition. People who, even if they are told what to do and people tell them exactly how to do it and help them do it, still quit, still fail because they lack discipline. Even me, with my monumental powers, I can't make a quitter successful. It doesn't matter how good I am. It doesn't matter how easily I make it for them to succeed. It doesn't matter how compendious and concise and powerful the real world is. It doesn't matter how much I text them and motivate them, how many emergency meetings I do to try and talk to them and hype them up, how much motivation I give them. It doesn't matter what I do. If they are a quitter, guess what they're going to do? They're going to quit. Quitters are the number one type of people that nobody can help. If you're a quitter, I can't help you. Life can't help you. God himself cannot help a quitter. So if you lack discipline, you lack the very basic building block to any type of success which exists on the planet. By every single metric which can be measured with science, you are going to stay a loser and a failure. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. And it is a habit to be good at things. There's nothing wrong with just being good at things. To be the best in the world, you have to love it. That's true. But you're not going to love the majority of things you do. That's not realistic. The world's not going to afford you a life where everything you do, you're in love with. In fact, you're going to end up doing a whole bunch of things you don't want to do. And the life hack is, if you enjoy getting better at things, then you can be doing something you don't want to do better than you previously done it. And now you enjoy doing it because you were more competent and more capable at said task. You are now better at said task. Every single thing I approach with vigor because I like being good at things. And that's not because I'm arrogant. That's because I have enough respect for myself. And more importantly, I have enough respect for the people I love to know that I need to be good at things. When my children or when my women or my family or my people who rely on me, my brothers, anybody comes to me expecting me to do something for them, I need to have enough respect for them to know that I'm good at what they ask me to do. And if I don't know what they want me to do, or I'm not particularly good at it, I'm at least good at learning. You can become good at learning so that you learn things faster. Good at concentrating. Good at taking a scenario seriously. These are all basic life skills that go along with bravery. That's going to put you in a competitive bracket amongst the masculine realm which exists today. Because most people can't even focus. Most people can't even focus or try hard at anything. If you don't train and you don't smoke, you're still going to be a pussy.
Yes.
The answer is always hard work. As soon as you are granted life, you are guaranteed death. What you do in between is up to you. You are all conscious. That could end tomorrow. That could end in 100 years. But the time between the beginning of your consciousness and the end of it is completely up to you. Training is never the wrong decision. If you're in jail, you should train. If you are free, you should train. If you are rich, you should train. If you are poor, you should train. If you smoke, you should train. If you don't smoke, you should train. If you drink, you should train. If you don't drink, you should train. You cannot escape that hard work. It's always the correct decision. There is no time in any scenario when working hard is going to be the wrong answer. You should always try your very best in all things. And what you often find with people who need to be motivated into things, because they're not disciplined enough to do things and not disciplined enough to do things properly, they'll go and say, I went to boxing training, as if that's all that it's about. It's not about going to the training. It's about trying hard in the training. It's about giving it your all. It's about dedicating yourself. You're going to give an hour up anyway. There's no reason to not try. Most people go through their entire adult life without trying 100% hardly ever. Think about it. Even when you go to the gym, you don't try 100%. You try 60%, 70%. You don't try 100% at home. What do you try 100% with? Do you really try 100% with work? Are you really moving that mouse as quickly as you possibly can? No, you're not trying. So you have people who have gone through life and are going through life without even giving 100% of what they've got ever. And it's interesting because we're entering the most competitive period of human history. So you need to get very good at everything you do, all of the time. Pain is an extremely important part of the equation. Pain is the elixir of success. When people say this bad thing happened to me and I'm suffering. I say, good. It is pain which is required. It's one of the elements in the chemical reaction. If a chemical reaction requires five particular distinct compounds, and you have four and you're missing one, it simply doesn't work. Pain for a man is one of the most important elements in becoming successful. Batman is Batman because they killed his parents. If they did not kill his parents, he would not be Batman. You're supposed to suffer. You're supposed to take that pain. The worst thing that can happen to you as a man is you live a life with no pain in it. To be born into a rich family and have a nice, easy life and be given money and you not have to go to the gym and not have to train because you have bodyguards and sit around like a fuck up. You're going to be miserable and unhappy and a drug addict buying prostitutes. You're only going to have women who adore you. You're only going to feel confident in yourself and feel happy when you've been through hell and come out the other side. The pain is required. And you'll often notice that people who are better than you are people who have suffered more than you have suffered. So, the person who is waiting for you, he requires your motivation. It also requires huge amounts of pain. So when bad things happen to you, do not sit at home and lament. Do not feel sorry for yourself. Instead, look in the mirror and say, thank you, God, for giving me one of the ingredients that is needed for the chemical concoction that is going to turn me into a superhero. Because pain is an extremely important one. In fact, it's one of the most important ones for a man. Everything is war. All of it. Sitting in the commute without losing your patience is war. Trying to find a way to escape your slave job is war. Keeping your wife happy and your children inspired is war. Training to become stronger than before is war. It is all war, and it cannot be avoided. And I'll tell you why it's war, because war is two opposing sides trying to achieve the same goal. Two opposing sides want the same land or the same influence over X land. And the car you want, the Ferrari, you're not the only person who wants it. The reason it's so expensive is because other people want it. It is war. It is competition. Everything about life as a man is war. It is conflict because you are competing against the other men who want it the same, which is why discipline is such an important thing, which is why you must take the pain and add it to the concoction to become as formidable as possible. Life is war. This idea that you can go through life as a man and avoid war is probably the biggest mistake that most men make, because it is impossible for you to achieve anything significant without war. Running a business is war. Running a hotel, running a restaurant, running an online company, it's war. Training is war. Life as a man is war. You need to wake up and view it exactly as what it is. Everything I want, other people want. Everything I desire, other men are trying to get. This is a war and I must outcompete them. That is the best possible mental model you can have. Even in jail, it was a war for who could stay most calm, a war who could control their mind the best, a war for who could suffer the least. That is war. I was surrounded by people who lost their minds and I refused. It was a battle and I was successful. Life in and of itself as a man is a never-ending struggle and a never-ending battle. It is the constant of the human condition. To have that unique psychological conclusion, that unique psychological input, you had to become good at boxing. So it's very important that you're good at everything you do, all of the time. Don't do it if you're not going to try. But you don't want people to learn bad habits. But it's a bad habit to coast. It's a bad habit to spend time and...
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Waste it. It's a bad habit to go, oh, I tried. I went. I didn't give it my all, but at least I went. You see this kind of cope online all the time. Yeah, at least I went. It's going that matters. That's not true. It's trying that matters. So you see this kind of cope. Ah, yeah, well, you know, I didn't feel like going to the gym, but I went and just had a light session. Why? You went anyway. So why did you have a light session? If you're going to go, do it. If you're going to do it right. There's no point in half doing anything. You may as well have not done it at all. So this idea you can coast through things, this idea you can lazily try or pretend to try or just showing up counts, I dispute all of that absolutely. You give 100% of your heart, soul, and vigor to anything you do, and it becomes a habit so that it's all you know how to do. Before you know it, you're driving a car trying to do it as well as possible. And you're having a conversation trying to be as clear and compendious and concise as possible. And you're trying to make money as much as possible, as efficiently as possible.
Evolution requires pain. While others complain that they do not feel happy enough, I'm happy I'm struggling. I don't want to be happy. I want to be great. This is the beauty of life as a man. Do you understand? I don't care. I'm happy to be struggling. I wanted to fight. You wanted to win. I wanted to fight. That's the difference. You're concerned with winning. I wanted to just fight. And we're fighting. That is the beauty of life as a man, to be great. If you concern yourself only with being happy, you are once again acting like a female or a child. Happiness is fleeting. It doesn't even matter. If you're concerned only with the hedonism of happiness, you're going to drink alcohol and go to parties and go to festivals and take drugs. I want to be happy. Who cares? I want to be great. I want to be great all of the time. And let me ask you a question as a man at home, genuinely, truthfully. Would you rather be a loser who's always smiling, a happy loser, or would you rather be a stressed winner? The beauty of life as a man is to be great. So you have to sit here and ask yourself, do you want to be a happy loser that's insignificant? Nobody knows you exist. Women don't respect you. Men don't respect you. Nobody cares if you live or die, but you get to smile all the time. Or do you want to be one of the most important people on the planet with a little bit of stress? I am brilliant because I've decided to be brilliant. And if I have to sacrifice happiness to be brilliant, then that's fine. You know what the great thing about it is? You know it's amazing what God gives, how the whole world becomes full circle? If you stop caring about being happy and you start caring instead about being great, guess what you end up being?
Great.
Along with great. You end up happy if you forget about happiness and try to become great. You will never be successful if you're concerned about being happy, so forget about it. You need to get good at getting good at things, and you need to get good at trying 100% at all things, whether you like them or not, and this will give you a base level of competency in all realms, even if you're not in love with said task. Success is like being pregnant. Everyone says congratulations, but nobody knows how many times you get fucked. Absolutely. But that's the beauty of success, right? Because all the times you get fucked teach you the lessons you need to be successful in the first place. You would never be successful without getting screwed over. And also, you wouldn't be happy with your success without getting screwed over. There is no light without dark. So it's very important that you go through these bad things, one, to learn lessons, but two, to learn gratitude and appreciation for things once you have them. It's extremely important. Every time something bad happens to you, you need to say thank you to God. Thank you, God, for giving me this difficult time, for me to learn lessons, and for me to have more appreciation for my fantastic life in the future. That's how you should approach life. And especially success is exactly the same way. The lessons you'll learn failing along the way will ensure that when you get to the top, you can keep it. Firstly, the tenet of bravery. It's difficult to think of a scenario where being brave would be a negative mindset for you to be able to tap into, because bravery affords new options you haven't previously considered. If you're a coward, you don't have certain options on the chessboard because you simply don't have the bravery to make X moves. But if you are brave, you can analyze these moves. So you have a whole bunch of moves that most people don't have. Most people do not have the bravery to consider alternate paths. You need to be able to look at the chess moves that most people will not be prepared to make. And most people live very afraid. So bravery is an extremely important skill to hone. It's something you should practice. You should often sit and think, what would be the bravest decision I could make in this scenario? What would be the bravest one I could possibly make? And consider it. I'm not saying do it, but you should get in the mental model of considering it. Because quite often when you're a coward, brave decisions don't even cross your mind, ever. They don't even cross your psyche. They're not even something that's interesting to you. You haven't trained your mind to consider them. So you need to train your mind to consider bravery, because bravery is something that is going to universally apply throughout your life.
Doesn't matter if you're rich, it doesn't matter if you're poor, doesn't matter if you're in Thailand, doesn't matter if you're in Peru. Having the option to be extremely brave and consider the options which are afforded only to a brave person is going to be something which is always going to benefit you. So it's very important that you consider and think about bravery as a whole. It's something I want you to hone. Life is sales. Convincing a woman to love you is sales. Work is sales. Life is sales. So fantastic thing to learn. Boxing, once again, fantastic thing to learn. It's very good. Your body and mind are connected. You cannot have a strong mind without having a strong body. Fantastic. Who should you be before you become rich? Well, money is an amplifier. Money's not going to change who you are. It's going to amplify who you are. If you're a good person, it'll make you a very good person. If you're a bad person, it'll make you a very bad person. If you're a weak person, it'll make you very weak and cowardly and scared. If you're a strong person, it'll make you very brave. Money amplifies. So you actually kind of have to hope that you don't get rich too early before you've struggled enough, because men are built on the back of struggle. You have to go through pain and terrible things as a man and struggle constantly to be a good man. No man who has not struggled is a good man or good at being a man. But don't worry, I think God has a plan for you. You should be trying your absolute best to get rich all the time. You should be struggling and working as hard as possible. And all of those lessons that will come with all the suffering and the difficulty will be amplified by the time you're a multimillionaire and you'll become the best version of yourself. That's how you become a top G. Wake up every day and be prepared to give 100% focus to all of the things you do. That's all you have to worry about. It's kind of like, if you worry about the work, the results come, the results are easy. Guys, money is easy. Money is easy. Women are easy. The life you want is easy. All you have to do is fall in love with the work. If you fall in love with the work, fall in love with being good at doing your work, getting it done, never missing a day, because the easiest way to make sure you never miss a lucky day is to try every single day. Lucky days exist, and you're never gonna know if you have a lucky day or not unless you try every single day. Then you're never gonna miss any lucky days, and you're gonna pull it off, and you're gonna realize it wasn't actually that difficult. All it took was consistency and constant effort, never being lazy and doing everything I'm supposed to do properly.
As a man, you are most formidable if everything is your fault. If it rains outside and you get wet, that is still your fault. Can you control the rain? No. Could you have brought an umbrella? Yes. You need to blame yourself for all things, the good and the bad. And by doing this, you take absolute self-accountability, which allows you to build a mental model in which you will find solutions, one. Two, avoid trouble, because you know that anything bad happens to you is your fault. And three, be the most fearsome competitor possible, because we're living in a very competitive world nowadays amongst the elites. The people who understand that you're living inside of a fish tank are trying very hard to get out. And you have to make sure that you can outrun some of them if you want to escape. It's an age-old adage. If a bear is chasing a group of people, you do not have to be the fastest one. You just have to be faster than the slowest. The slowest person is going to die. So as long as you're ahead of the majority of people, you stand a very good chance of avoiding slavery. Being a powerful man isn't always about furious anger and instilling fear. As enemies attempt to attack your energy and lower your vibration, understand this: power is untouchable. Power may notice, but it doesn't care. Sometimes power is simply not giving a fuck. Being a powerful man isn't always about furious anger and instilling fear, meaning sometimes it is. You need to retain the capability to instill fear with furious anger. A man who cannot do that is not a man. It is one of the cards you need to have in your deck. However, more often than not, when in a true position of power, you will play the alternate card, which I'm describing here, as simply not caring. When you have true power, they're trying to drag you down. They're not trying to elevate themselves. They're trying to drag you down, which is a very different thing, because it's amazing how God rewards those who are trying to build and create and elevate, and how it punishes those who are simply trying to destroy and be spiteful and negative. And these people are going to dedicate hours and hours and millions of hours of their life towards a certain cause.
Thank you.
To try and drag people down who they cannot affect because they're already too powerful and too large. And they're wasting their own human experience, and they're not progressing or advancing themselves in any way. They will stay brokies, and we will stay rich forever. So the lesson here is that you need to get to a position where ignoring people is a move in which you're guaranteed success. You can ignore people completely and they are benefiting you. And that comes from a position of power. And I think a lot of you at home right now, you may not be in our position, but if you're already working hard, you're already going to the gym, you're already training, you make sure that you're getting as much muscles as possible, as much money as possible, you're dedicated, you don't sleep in, you don't waste your time, you don't smoke weed, you don't play video games, you're focused on trying to become fantastic as a person. If you lack somewhere, excel somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Counter your weaknesses by honing other capabilities. If you're ugly, become filthy rich. If you're poor, be as strong as an ox. Life is unfair. The primary focus of your energies is to balance the books. There's always a way you can take your advantages and use them. And by teaming up with other men, other people, you can build a team in which there are no weaknesses. So if you have a disadvantage, you also have somewhere God has given you a distinct advantage over others. And it is your duty to excel in that realm. It is your duty to become so monumentally influential and powerful within that specific criteria in which you have the capability to be brilliant, that your weakness no longer appear because they can be simply overshadowed by your network or overshadowed by your absolute competence. By constructing the correct mindset, you can be in the exact same scenario you're currently in, living the exact same life with a different mental model in which you view the world, and you will not only feel more powerful, you will be more powerful, you'll achieve more amazing things, you will be greater, you will be happier with the same car, the same woman, the same house, the same income, the same everything, but your mind changes the lens in which you view the world. If you try your very best in all things and you pray and you're really thankful to God and you say thank you all the time, you start to become very lucky. Lucky things start to happen. You get the luck you deserve when you try. Competence is extremely important. That's the masculine world. Don't let losers and brokies sit and say to you, oh, all our graves are the same, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. You were not born to suffer and die without being remembered or leaving a mark on this planet. You weren't born for that. You were born to do something great and to be remembered. You were born to leave offspring, which are so fantastic, raised in your image, that you, by proxy, are discussed into eternity. Your bloodline becomes synonymous with competence and capability. That's why you were born. The reason the male peacock shows its feathers is to say, look what I have. There is nothing wrong with that. That's what built the modern world. All of the explorers who risked their lives on the seven seas did it to say, look what I did. The most beautiful buildings around you, the cathedrals, all these things that were built by men saying, look what we have done. We have done something other people cannot do. It's not a stupid idea. It's actually a biological norm amongst men. Don't be confused. You don't want to flex asininities. You want to flex capabilities. You want to flex competence. You want to flex, look what I can do, which others cannot do. And respect often lies on the other side of fear. If there's a decision that everybody's afraid to do, but you do it, that is what's going to get you respected by your peers. It's very easy for you to become the best version of yourself if all the men around you are pushing you all of the time. And they're ensuring that they are being their best selves, which is constantly pushing and striving towards successes. This is what you're supposed to do. You always have. This is why even boxers, although they fight alone, they train as part of a camp with other boxers. You're always pushing yourself all of the time. That's the primary objective of masculinity, is to leave your mark on the world. And it's easiest to do that if you have brothers behind you who are pushing you to be your best self. It amazes me that so many people in the world still today, even though we have instant access via social media to the truly successful, believe anything they've done matters. So you've made 100 grand. You're still poor. That's nothing. That is nothing. 100 grand is nothing. It is my cigar bill for a month. It's nothing. You've changed nothing. You've achieved nothing. You need to compare yourself always and constantly to somebody who is outperforming you. You need to stop being so happy with yourself for these tiny little successes. This is what they teach inside of common pop psychology classes. Yeah, and take the small success and be happy with it and put little milestones and reward yourself for achieving the little milestone. No, no, that's not what you should do. The point is, the fact you could have a little tiny success and quit shows that there's something wrong with your mentality and your firmware in the first place. You don't know what success is. I don't consider myself successful. So how can you consider yourself successful enough to not work? All I do is work. I work 7 days a week, 18 hours a day, every single day, never missed a day, headache or not, ever. So I don't understand this mindset. And you see a lot of people do it, right? They'll say, oh yeah, I had a really great week and I'd made some money and now I'm in Costa Rica. You're never gonna win that way. People often say to the extremely wealthy people, why do you work all the time? All you do is work. If I was as rich as you, I'd just go on holidays. Not understanding that the kind of person who goes on holidays when they have money is not the kind of person who becomes truly rich. The kind of people who become truly rich are the people who work every day no matter what, which is why all of the people who are truly rich are workaholics, because it's the only way to really get there. You can get to a certain point once you're a trillionaire, you're Jeff Bezos or whatever, that you can take some days off. I'm not saying that. But the point I'm making is you need to fall in love with being happy with yourself for how hard you've dedicated yourself to a task. That needs to be more satisfying to you than relaxing. Relaxing is probably the most boring thing you can possibly say
for me to do. Nothing is worse than relaxing. I don't want to relax. I want to work. That's all I want to do is work. Because if I work and I achieve things, I feel good inside. I got something done. I feel good. I feel happy. If I just relax, nothing's been achieved, so I don't see the point of it. It doesn't even relax me. In fact, it makes me very anxious. So then I feel more stressed than if I was just doing the work in the first place, which is why relaxing is impossible for me. And he said, well, it sounds like you have an anxiety disorder. If it's a disorder that allows me to constantly work all of the time and never be happy unless all of my work is complete, thank God I have it, because if I didn't have this disorder, I'd be a normal jackass like you. Guys, time is running out for a chance to win. It truly is. Anxiety sounds like free energy. Could give me more. Absolutely. Anxiety is exactly that. It's free energy. Nervousness is free energy. The inability to rest or relax or sleep is free energy. You need to sit at home and feel this fire inside of you because you do not have all of the money you want, all of the respect you want, and your name has not been echoed into eternity. You're not etched into the halls of history. You need to take all of that fire inside of you and all of that anger and direct it at one task. And you need to try your absolute best to ensure you succeed in that task. It's down to you. I can't drag you across the finish line. I can only show you where the race is and try and hype you up before you run. I can take you to the start line. I can tell you you can do it. I can tell you how fantastic it is when the race is over. I can tell you it is worth it, but you have to be the one to run the race. I can't carry you. If you're gonna ask me stupid questions about headaches, you're never gonna make it. There's gonna be a huge contingent of the populace that never make it. But when you do, it is worth it. Because you're remembered. And that is the whole point of being alive as a man. The first place is to go down in history. It's not to go through life comfortably. It's not to go through life without struggle, without pain. The point of being a man in the first place is so that you suffer enough for people to remember you. To die for something. To live for something. That's the whole point in all of this. There's nothing else to do. And make your name synonymous with something fantastic which has affected humanity and culture. That's all it's about.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.